October 7th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. And we are just loaded with news today. I've got big election news. As I've been saying, the 2024 presidential election is going to be won or lost in the courts. And there are two major developments in two swing states today. Really, they're not swing states. They're actually deep red states. But with all the cheating that goes down, they're swing states. And that is Pennsylvania and Arizona. So I'm going to let you know those developments. And then I suppose we could update our Electoral College map should it be warranted. So you've got that that we're going to get into. And this is big stuff. This is where this election is going to be won or lost. It's not going to be at the ballot box. It's going to be in the courts. Then you have the rallies. Trump with, obviously, the historic rally going back to Butler, Pennsylvania. And it's not just the numbers when it comes to attendance at the rally. It's also the numbers of viewers that are watching. And it's just like what we saw with Joe Biden's White House feed, Trump's White House feed, pretty much everything else that they put out. Kamala Harris struggles to get six figures on her live streams of her rallies. Trump eclipses 1 million every single time. Every single time. Now what does that really mean? Is there any value in that? And then Elon Musk getting involved and exposing a bunch of the fraud, exposing a bunch of the double standards, and basically just putting it all on the line to get Trump in the White House. And that's really what all this equates to with some of the latest Elon Musk news, including him going to the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. He's doing more than that. He's putting his blood, he's putting his treasure on the line because he understands. Elon Musk wants to build, he wants to innovate, he wants to create. And if the Democrats get in charge and then ultimately the corporate world government takes over, he's not going to be able to build. He's not going to be able to have rocket ships. They'll shut down his companies. They'll take all of his money. And he knows that. So he's all in. And that's what this is really about. You bet on yourself. You go all in to win. If you hold on to your chips, you lose. Because they're just going to get stolen anyway, or they're going to lose all their value. You know, I don't know. Musk is a pretty smart guy. Maybe he knows a thing or two. Maybe he gets it. So you got that. We got some other just kind of political developments dealing with Planned Parenthood. Some big international news out of Ukraine. Where is all that money going? Well, where's all the money going? Well, we found some of it, ladies and gentlemen. We found some of the money in cold, hard cash. Where did these Ukrainian politicians get all that cash? Where did it come from? Very interesting stuff. And then dealing with the funding of the illegal immigrants and the White House just denying it, saying, oh, it doesn't go on. And then the Secretary of State says, oh, we're going to give out more money for foreign countries. So Nancy Mace has to write a bill to try to stop it. I'm sure the Democrats will vote that down when they get into Congress. Oh, and then there's the Kamala Harris media tour is just, it's just embarrassing and pathetic. And then her teleprompter went off during an event this weekend, too. How do you think that went? Can you imagine Kamala Harris without a teleprompter? Well, you won't have to. We'll show you. We'll show you the absolute disaster.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's going to fly by 4 weeks until the presidential election. And we got all kinds of election news. We'll show you the latest campaigning efforts, if you will, the latest propaganda efforts by the Democrats. At this point, they're getting so desperate. You've never seen more pathetic attempts to win over young voters than what we'll show you today. Then there's the Kamala Harris softball layup media tour, where she goes on podcasts that just fluff her and don't ask any serious questions and couldn't even if they tried. And then we'll take a look at some of the rallies, Kamala's rally over the weekend. Notice they're not talking about rally size anymore. And then Trump's rallies over the weekend. Looks like maybe 100,000 people showed up in Butler. He had another massive one in Wisconsin. Yeah, they don't want to talk about that either. But Kamala's phoniness is really, really starting to show. And it's hard to cover up. They tried to make this election cycle as short as possible for Kamala so that her phoniness wouldn't be so obvious. But it didn't work. It didn't work. We also have some big hurricane news that we'll get into as well. But let's get right into the important election news. This election is going to be won in the courts, not the ballot box. If it was going to be won at the ballot box, I believe Trump would win 343 electoral votes. But since it's going to be won in the courts and there's going to be all kinds of fraud happening, we have a totally different situation going on. Now, the proof is everywhere. The Democrats don't want the SAVE Act. The Democrats don't want voter ID. The Democrats don't want to clear the voter rolls. I can go on and on and on. And it's the Democrats every time fighting these things in courts. Why would they be fighting these things in the courts unless they knew they needed it to win? So Pennsylvania, here we go. Now, Trump has surged in Pennsylvania. Surged. In some polls, he's up 10 points. In more conservative polls, he's up 4 points. Surging in Pennsylvania. Trump won Pennsylvania big in 2016. He would have won Pennsylvania big in 2020, but Joe Biden and the Democrats in Philadelphia had some magic up their sleeve. And so at 3:30 in the morning, 300,000 Joe Biden votes showed up in a mail truck and immediately got counted in one tranche of ballots at 3:30 in the morning, just the right number to give Joe Biden the lead, and then they stopped counting. But don't question that. There's nothing suspicious about that. That's totally normal. That's a fair election process. Joe Biden totally won Pennsylvania in 2020. So look, Trump will have to probably win Pennsylvania by at least 1 million votes. Maybe 500,000, but I'm saying 1 million just to really rub their nose in it. But it's probably going to have to be at least 500,000 for him to win Pennsylvania by one. The Democrats probably maybe got like 500,000 handicap in Pennsylvania for Kamala Harris. And they have all kinds of different means and methods. Why do you think they were blocking off the windows at the tabulation centers in 2020? Because they didn't want you to see them probably tripling, quadrupling, quintupling down on all the votes in Philadelphia, just like they got caught doing in Atlanta. So probably nothing is going to stop that. There's been no movements in the courts yet with the 10 to 1 Democrat poll watchers to Republican poll watchers in Pennsylvania. And they'll find some magic way to make sure there's only one Republican poll watcher in the entire city of Pennsylvania, and he'll just work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on election day. And then when that one Republican leaves in Philadelphia and the rest are Democrats, well, you know how that's going to go. So that's a lawsuit that is still ongoing. But based off of the way the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is acting, I'm not so sure that there's going to be the law followed in Pennsylvania, and they'll probably allow the Democrats to outnumber Republicans 10 to 1 as poll watchers. It's completely illegal, not even debatable, just 110% illegal activity. It doesn't matter. The Democrats know they got to steal Pennsylvania. So here's the latest development. And this is about the mail-in ballots. And there's all kinds of different deals here. They've got their vote mules. They've got their mail-in ballots going to addresses that are parking lots, parking garages, gas stations, casinos, totally illegitimate. But that's allowed to happen. So, okay, couldn't do anything about that. They're going to send out all these ballots. Couldn't clear the voter rolls, so they got all these dead people and people that have moved out of the state. They can still send out their ballots, and if they know where they're going, they can go retrieve them, get them to their mules. Bing, you've got Democrat votes. Now, the latest issue in the courts was, what about these ballots that are postmarked after the election? What do you mean? You can't vote after the election? Well, in Pennsylvania, maybe you can. What? Republicans lose bid to block Pennsylvania voters from curing mail-in ballots. Curing. Oh, this ballot had the wrong date on it. We're just going to cure it and put the right date on it. Republicans seek to block notice and cure for ballots. State's top court says case brought too close to the election. This case has been ongoing for months. Pennsylvania is a key battleground state with 19 electoral votes. And the officials there will be able to notify voters of any mistakes in their mail-in ballots and let them make changes. You know, because that's how it's done. That's how it's done in any other walk of life. Oh, you made a mistake? Oh, here, just forget that. We'll fix it for you. We'll help you. Yeah. No, only when Democrats want to steal Pennsylvania is that allowed. Oh, we noticed that you voted. It says here that it was postmarked after the election day. Do you want to change that? Oh, yeah, sure do. Sure do. Thanks. Thank you. Voters can change anything they want on their mail-in ballot, the state's top court ruled. In a blow to Republicans who sought to block the practice in a state crucial to determining who will be the next U.S. president. Well, the good news is, Trump can win without Pennsylvania. Looks like they are going to steal it. In declining on Saturday to hear a lawsuit brought by the RNC and its state affiliate against so-called notice and cure procedures, we're curing. It's just because don't you know, Trump is a cancer. Republicans winning, that's a cancer. So we just need to cure it with these mail-in ballots. It's just curing it. Oh, isn't it so loving? Isn't it so nice and liberal? We're curing your ballot. I wonder what other type of curing they might do. But I bet you if there's a ballot for Trump with the wrong date on it, do you think that'll be cured too? Do you think that one will be cured? Or do you think it's only the ones for Harris? Yeah. What do you think? The Pennsylvania Supreme Court said the RNC filed the case too close to the election. Oh, perfect. They just delay, and then they say, oh, sorry, too late. Too late. The case is one of more than 120 voting-related lawsuits the RNC is involved with across 26 states. Republicans say they are trying to restore faith in election by ensuring people don't vote illegally. And, of course, the Democrats are doing the exact opposite. They're the ones fighting these cases. They don't want to hear it. Let any and all mail-in ballots come in. No voter signature verification required. The date doesn't even have to be accurate. The name doesn't have to be accurate. The address doesn't have to be accurate. The voter doesn't even have to be alive or live in the state. It doesn't matter. They're going to cure it. So if Trump is winning in Pennsylvania at 3:30 in the morning, they're going to cure it. Just like they did for Biden. And wasn't it multiple counties in Pennsylvania that had more voters or more votes than registered voters in 2022? Yeah. Yeah, it happened in Virginia too. But see, in Virginia, the Republicans had victories. In Virginia, they cured the voter rolls from all the illegal votes. It was over 110,000. But not in Pennsylvania, where the Democrats run the system. They'll cure it, all right. Trump will be winning all day long. And then right at the right time with the perfect number of votes, the Democrats will cure Pennsylvania from going to Trump. November 5th election, too close to decide mail-in ballot issues, Pennsylvania Supreme Court says. I mean, it's just a total... What do you mean it's too close? Oh, it's too close. So we just can't decide. Think about how insane that is. You want to talk about a horrible excuse? It's too close. Yeah, it's too close. I mean, it's very important. It could change the outcome of the election, but it's just too close. It's just too close. Oh, you mean the lawsuit that's been ongoing for months that's been delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed? But now it's too close. Oh, they ran out the clock. They ran out the clock. So, unfortunately, the Democrats are winning the legal battles in Pennsylvania. They'll probably steal Pennsylvania. But hey, it'll be fine. Trump can win without Pennsylvania. But it'll be even better. It'll be even sweeter. It'll be even nicer. Trump will be up 10 points, 15 points, 20 points in the polls. He'll get 100,000 people at rallies. Kamala will get 5,000. And then Harris wins Pennsylvania. And everybody will watch them steal it. So go ahead. Go ahead. I'm rooting for you. Let's see it again. Let's see it again. And it won't be the 1% most politically obsessed, fanatics, informed Trump supporters that are watching your shenanigans at 3:30 in the morning. It'll be nearly every person that votes for Donald Trump. It'll be Elon Musk. It'll be everyone else supporting Trump. It'll be all the crypto bros. We will all sit here and watch what they did in 2020, and they'll do it again in 2024. Now, maybe if Trump wins, we just kind of just let it go and say, whatever, you failed to steal it anyway. But I'm guessing we'll all sit here and witness it yet again. But again, it's not just going to be this audience. It's not just going to be the most informed people. It's going to be everybody. And the polls are even worse for Harris than they were for Biden. And they'll just say, oh, yep, Harris won. And nobody will believe it. So go ahead. Go ahead. Americans need to see. They need to see it for themselves, unfortunately, to understand how bad it truly is. Then there's Arizona. Conservative group sues Arizona Secretary of State for voter list, citing citizenship concerns. Oh, well, he doesn't want to get the illegal voters off of the voter rolls. Doesn't want to do it. Number of Arizona voters missing proof of citizenship doubles. Officials say about 218,000 of the state's 4.1 million voters were improperly recorded as having provided proof of citizenship as required to vote in state and local elections. So over 200,000 people did not prove citizenship. Now, they estimated it was 100,000. It's over 200,000. By the way, I think Biden won Arizona by, what was it, guys, like 12,000? I think Biden won Arizona from Trump by like 12,000. And that was even after they pulled all the shenanigans, making sure that the voting machines in red areas didn't have any ink, didn't have any paper. But they're going to try to get them to vote anyway. They're going to try to get them to vote anyway, folks. So we'll see. This one's actually kind of ongoing. Number of voters with unconfirmed citizenship doubles in Arizona. America First Legal bringing the lawsuit. Arizona illegally covering up voter scandal. Arizona is illegally withholding the list of 218,000 registered voters who have not provided proof of citizenship as required by law. So America First Legal has sued to get the information. Oh, look at that. Yeah, Biden beat Trump by less than 12,000. And there are more than 200,000 illegal voters on the rolls. Oh, yeah, baby. This election will be won in the courts, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, but the good news is Trump doesn't need Arizona to win either. Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes administers Arizona's system that performs statewide voter registration checks to determine if an individual has provided proof of citizenship as required by law. But in September this year, Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer identified a flaw in the system that had allowed tens of thousands of individuals to register to vote even though they hadn't provided proof of citizenship. And you wonder who's funding that. You wonder who's funding that. Well, they'll just say it's too, the Democrats say, it's, you can't, it's too close to the election to stop us from cheating. It's too close. Just like they said in Pennsylvania, it's too close to the election to tell us we can't cheat. It's too close to the election to stop us from cheating. That's right. And we'll have 10-1 Democrat poll watchers too. And now we've set the precedent. If you sue to say we have to follow the law and have 1-for-1 poll watchers, we'll just say it's too close to the election to follow the law. That's fine. All of America will be watching this time. All of America will see what you're trying to pull. We'll witness it. We'll see it. We'll report on it. Who knows? Maybe even the mainstream media will cover it. It'll be that obvious. Maybe it will be that obvious. Now, I have a local report, guys. I think it is, yes, thank you. So this is a report on this phenomenon with non-citizens getting registered to vote. And just check out the organizations that are helping it happen in clip 25.
An investigation by Fox 2 finds non-U.S. citizen migrant workers are being encouraged to vote in November's presidential election. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes found this out after an employer of migrant workers alerted him.
These union mailers were just sent to non-U.S. citizen migrant workers. They say, quote, stop the steal by stopping Trump's allies. Vote for Harris Walls and pro-worker candidates. Here's 11 of the mailers addressed to non-U.S. citizens mailed to their workplace, which alerted Fox 2. The business, which specializes in landscaping, does not want to be identified. The company's manager told us their migrant worker employees, who are from Mexico, are all background checked and have legal H-2B visas, which allow their temporary stay here. The manager explained the migrant workers are also allowed to have union representation and that they pay dues to their union, called LIUNA. but the manager cannot understand why the union would send mailers to non-U.S. citizens encouraging their vote in the presidential election.
We've tried repeatedly to get an explanation from Washington, D.C.-based union LIUNA. Three emails to their communications department and three phone calls.
A fourth call also went to voicemail.
It's all in Spanish. So it's the unions. It's the unions, and the union is based out of Washington, D.C. Now, that report comes out of St. Louis, Missouri. The landscaping company remains anonymous, but I would say it's probably safe to assume that it's from Missouri. It's a landscaping company in Missouri. And so Missouri is a red state. It will probably stay red. So I don't think that this individual instance will affect the outcome. However, this union, though, could be doing this in other states. This union could be active in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada. You name it. Maybe they got others out there where they're sending these things and encouraging non-citizens to vote for Kamala Harris. Just like they send out all the mail-in ballots to people that aren't legal. Just like they keep the dead people on the voter rolls and the people that have moved out of state and registered to vote in another state on the voter rolls. Just how they keep non-citizens on the voter rolls. It's all beginning to get very clear to the average American what's going on here, folks. The party that wants to protect democracy is doing everything to steal your vote, to cancel your vote. The American people want Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And the Democrat Party, with their friends in the mainstream media and the deep state, so lovingly referred to as the swamp, are doing everything to stop. They're doing everything to stop the American people from electing Donald Trump because that's how much they love democracy. And this union is fully behind Kamala Harris. They've endorsed her publicly. They all know, folks. They all know exactly what they do. They spend millions of dollars to get all the voter data. And then they know who's not going to be voting. So they get a mail-in ballot for those individuals and then vote for them. Or they know all the non-citizens. They send them information to tell them to vote Democrat and how to do it. And then when these cases reach the courts, the Democrats that run the legal system shut it all down so that the operation can go forward as planned. So it's ongoing in Arizona. I think if Republicans win that case in Arizona, Trump wins Arizona. But that's not the case yet. So the Democrats still, on my map, win Arizona. And I would say Trump will be up 20 points in Pennsylvania and Harris will still win it. But maybe that's a good thing. As long as Trump still wins, maybe it'll be a good thing for Americans to watch that happen.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
But let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down InfoWars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. Leftists line up to buy Alex Jones InfoWars and auction and destroy the brand. Okay? It's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And we're working with other folks to set up the infrastructure to continue on and not miss a beat. meat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart. And there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boosts your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support discounted, drjonesnaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity like a stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now, drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow, flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania. After the assassination attempt ended his rally, and he starts off by saying this.
As I was saying,
and then throws up the chart, he says, that saved his life. Yeah, keep that on the screen for a second. This is the, it's just incredible. And I've got more on this, by the way. I've got Tim Walz on an interview claiming Kamala Harris has border crossings at an all-time low. It's actually the exact opposite. In fact, and he admits she's the border czar. That was by accident. But Trump had border crossings at a recent historical low, not an all-time low, but a recent historical low. The Biden-Harris border has set a new record every single year of illegal border crossings. But they just lie to you. They don't care. They don't care. By the way, it's estimated, guys, throw clip 14 up. It's estimated about 100,000 people showed up to the rally. I mean, this is just such a big crowd. It's impossible to even measure it. And this is before Trump was even on the stage. And that camera shot even doesn't pan and show you the whole crowd. It only really shows you like half the crowd. The crowd just goes on forever. It's estimated about 100,000 people showed up. So another massive rally. Democrats don't want to talk about rally size anymore. And here was a kind of magical moment. And it's better. The individual that was having a medical issue was okay. You know, these people go to these Trump rallies and some of them wait 24 hours just to get in.
Weather is not exactly cool yet. Still a little warm, especially when it's sunny out there. You're waiting for 24 hours. You're probably not getting the right amount of food or water, but you want to go to the Trump rally. You want to get a good spot to see Trump, a good seat, what have you. You're waiting 24 hours. And so a person ends up having a bit of a medical event. And so Trump pauses the rally for a second, addresses to the crowd, hey, we've got somebody having a medical issue. If there's any doctors, can you please go help this person? Steps away for the mic while the person is being helped. And then this happened in clip 27. Spontaneous star-spangled banner, 100,000 strong, this Saturday at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. I don't know how it could have been more epic, but that pretty much was the cherry on top. From all the great guests and speakers, Trump returning to the spot of the first assassination attempt, that was the cherry on top right there. The spontaneous star-spangled banner. Trump then followed it up and went to Wisconsin. Here's another massive rally crowd. You can't even get the crowds in a camera shot. You guys want to put clip 10 up. Now, it's a massive airport hangar. He's filled the whole hangar, and then the overflow, it's just like you can't even see the end of the crowd. You literally cannot see the end of the crowd. And so, whether it was the Butler rally or now this in Wisconsin, the crowd is so big, a camera cannot even see the end of it. It goes on forever. So I don't know how many people attended that, probably at least 30,000. Some were saying the Wisconsin rally was bigger than the Pennsylvania rally, but I bet there were some people that attended both. I bet you they'd call into the show if we asked them to. Maybe we'll do that in the third hour. Beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky at the Trump rally. He calls out Kamala Harris for letting in dangerous criminals at the border and recalls this sad story in clip 11.
An illegal alien released by Kamala Harris was arrested for tying up and blindfolding a 12-year-old, you know this, you read it, it's a big story, a 12-year-old girl in the back of a van and viciously assaulting her in so many ways, sexually. Today I make you this promise, I will liberate Wisconsin and our entire nation from this mass migration invasion of murderers, child predators, drug dealers, gang members, and thugs. Gonna be liberated, gonna liberate.
Now, Kamala, over the weekend, was also in Wisconsin. She was also in Flint, Michigan. She's getting about 4,000 people at a rally. Trump is averaging at about 30,000 right now, I'd say. And so if you recall, there was like a couple weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks there, when they officially announced the coup against Joe Biden and inserted Kamala Harris without getting a single vote. Remember, they were all talking about rally size. It was all about rally size. She's got the rally size. Well, they don't really talk about rally size and Kamala Harris anymore, do they? So that narrative failed, and that attempt to get an audience failed. By the way, these, I don't know what they're called, data miners, data companies, they're able to get cellular data from a certain proximity, a certain location, and they've basically discovered that about half of Kamala Harris's rally crowds are basically showing up at every rally in the region. So let's say you have, we'll give Kamala the benefit of the doubt. We'll say she gets 5,000 people in Flint, 5,000 people in Wisconsin. Neither of those numbers are accurate. It probably was closer to 2,000 in Flint, maybe three, and maybe four in Wisconsin, maybe tops. But basically, with this cellular data, they can say this individual was at both rallies. And thousands of individuals were at both rallies. So they're getting bussed to these rallies. Who knows? Maybe they're getting paid. Maybe they just do it for the free lunch. Maybe they just really love Kamala Harris that much, or abortion, or whatever it is. But that's been the case when Kamala goes to the Southeast. That's been the case when Kamala goes to the Southwest. And they purchase this cellular data, and it's the same thing. Thousands of people going to all these events. And they all show up on these buses. So it's not even an organic crowd when she can get it. And she still can't even get, maybe she gets 10% of the crowd that Trump gets, but they're not talking about rally size anymore. Oh, no, no, no. So here she is, though. Uh-oh. Kamala's teleprompter goes out. So I'm sure this is when her true genius is going to show. When her teleprompter goes out, that's when the real Kamala shows. That's when her true genius and political knowledge and expertise and master of policy can really come out and woo the voters. So here it is. Teleprompter goes out. Kamala Harris, clip four.
Remember his number? 32. Today we got 32 days until the election.
Uh-oh.
So 32 days.
Yeah.
32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. We got some business to do. All right. 32 days. And we know we will do it. Wow. And this is going to be a very tight race until the very end. This is going to be a very tight race until the very end. We are the underdog,
oh.
And we know we have some hard work ahead.
Wow. Impressive stuff from Kamala when the teleprompter goes down, isn't it? All right. Well, she goes on a podcast. By the way, this is kind of a microcosm of the larger story here, but Trump is doing a bunch of podcasts. So maybe the criticism of Kamala doing this Call Her Daddy podcast are fair, maybe not. But Trump has done a lot of podcasts, and he's talked to a lot of streamers and done a lot of live streams of people who maybe do some questionable content. And so you could kind of play it on both sides. I do think you could argue that this is probably the smuttiest, if you will. This is probably the most degenerate, low brow podcast. And so you could point to all these different streamers and people Trump has talked to, but this one is probably way more low brow. I mean, it's like the genre is degeneracy and deviancy. I mean, it's Call Her Daddy. I mean, you know, you can take the inference there. But Trump denied the invitation. This girl asked Trump to go on the podcast. He rejected it. Now, Trump did go on the Dave Ramsey show. Dave Ramsey also invited Kamala Harris to go on the show, and she refused. So, see the theme here? Kamala's going to go to non-serious podcast hosts, but she doesn't want to go on the serious one with Dave Ramsey, where you might have to answer some serious questions. Now, there's all kinds of moments from this that are just embarrassing for Kamala Harris, but Let's just highlight one here. Because the Democrats love to put out false information or a false premise and then run with it. And so that's what happens. And it's too bad because I'm sure I don't know who listens to Call Her Daddy. I don't. I don't know a single person that listens to Call Her Daddy. Apparently, it's a top podcast. I look at some of these podcast ratings and I scratch my head because I don't know anybody that listens to them. So I don't know where these ratings come from. Maybe it's just young kids. I don't know. I don't know anybody that listens to Call Her Daddy. But this is one of those false premises that they run with, and then they try to manipulate the minds of the youth into thinking that there's reality here when there's not. Here it is in clip two.
I want to pose this question more to you and the Daddy Gang, but mm-hmm.
The Daddy Gang.
One of the biggest conversations in this year's election revolves around a woman's body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to take a moment, mm-hmm. and can we try?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Stop it. God, she's just so fat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just so fake. It's so forced. One of the biggest topics is around a woman's body. No, that's you. That's you. That's you guys misrepresenting the reality, and abortion will impact less than 1% of the U.S. population. So, no, this election does not revolve around a woman's body. That is a lie. That is a misconception. But that's what they do. And Kamala just, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's so cringe. Just rewind it a little bit and just play it again.
I want to pose this question more to you and the Daddy Gang, but
the Daddy Gang.
One of the biggest conversations in this year's election revolves around a woman's body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to take a moment, mm-hmm. and can we try mm-hmm. to think of any law that gives the government the power to make a decision?
I know what you're going to ask.
About a man's body.
Let's no. Just
pause. No. Is there no. any law?
No. No. It's no.
Hmm. Okay. So she knew the question. She knew the question before she got there. All right. So more evidence that these interviewers are giving her the questions beforehand. Are there any laws that tell a man what he, or force a man, I don't know, whatever the exact terminology here is. Yeah. Did you ever hear of the draft? Did you ever hear of the draft? Actually, 18,000 men were drafted into the Vietnam War and died. Yeah. Can you recall a law? But Kamala can't, and I'm certain that bimbo has no idea about that either. I doubt she could find Vietnam on a map. But they can't think of a law. But see, again, it's a false premise. It's a false premise that there's any laws telling a woman what she can or can't do with her body. And we have to correct this narrative. By the way, the crew is just showing all the stuff that this girl is into. She does like, I don't even know, but based off of what is now being shown of her, because I've never seen any of her stuff before, I guess she just interviews porn stars and stuff like that, but maybe that's why Kamala Harris fits right into the genre, I suppose. You know, she comes up from that industry, maybe. This premise that, oh, these are laws telling a woman what she can or can't do with her body. And I guess conservatives, Republicans, just kind of put their hands in the air and just say, whatever, I can't win this debate with a liberal, so I'm just not even going to try narrative control here. We're just not even going to try it. It doesn't matter. These people don't care. They love abortion, whatever. Or they just believe the lies. A woman has a choice whether or not to have sex. Okay? Nobody is forcing a woman to have sex. And if they are, that's a crime. Okay? That's a crime. But see, notice how they're all silent on the Jeffrey Epstein deal. So this idea, oh, the law is controlling a woman's body. No, a woman has the right to either reject sex or accept sex. And when you accept it, there's a little thing coming along that's possible called pregnancy. It's called reproduction. Now that's now a second body in the equation. Yeah, that's called biology. It's a second body. It's another body. It's a child in your womb. I guess either liberals deny this biology, they deny this science, or they just want to lie about it because they want one last option for birth control, and that is abortion. And that's what's really going on here. And they know it. So I'm sick of this narrative that is a false premise. There are no laws telling women what they can or can't do with their body. There is a legitimate moral question and legal question about whether abortion should be legal or not, or is murder. You don't want to have that conversation because you want to be able to abort your child with no repercussions, and you want to act like there's no moral repercussions either, which is another giant lie. So it's really frustrating, but that's what they do. They misrepresent something, and then they run with the false premise, and they deceive young women. And again, the election is revolving around a woman's body. Abortion will impact less than 1% of the population. So this election should not be revolving around abortion, and quite frankly, it's not. That's something that they want to lie to women about. And they're saying, why didn't she ask her about Hurricane Helene? This bimbo doesn't know what's going on. Oh, you're surprised? The bimbo that does a degenerate podcast about drinking and sex doesn't know about real issues and current events? Oh my gosh. Golly gee, the female podcast host that promotes degeneracy and sexuality and women having sex out of wedlock and abortion. Oh, wow. Wow. All right. All right. Let's just move on. Here's a more serious thing. Now, Kamala does an actual serious interview. She gets asked a serious question about Israel. And it's funny because there's a lot of different responses and commentary on what Kamala says right here about Israel. Maybe you can figure it out. I don't even know what she says. I don't even know if she knows what she says. But try to figure this one out in clip one.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Means nothing. It means nothing. This is the queen of word salad. Marianne Williamson makes more sense than she does. And Marianne Williamson could be at a desk with 30 crystals, rubbing them and gyrating around them, and she could come up with better answers than Kamala Harris. That's embarrassing. Can you imagine this woman in charge of foreign policy? Can you imagine this absolute phony as president of the United States? My goodness. All right, we got some Tim Walz stuff coming up, but here's the latest from the Democrat Party propaganda front. I mean, look, this is kind of some comedic relief as we close out the first hour, but by the way, I'm now being told that, so it's these two dudes, they're like the epitome of soy boy cuck liberal, Harry Sisson and Chris Mowry, and they've been caught, all these Democrat projects funding all their Democrat Party propaganda. They lie about it, but it's been caught. Now, I've been told that one of them isn't even a citizen of the United States, can't even vote. But whatever. They've got their new, this is their 5 minutes of hate. At some event, they did a Hate Project 2025 booth. You guys can just B-roll that. And they're giving out cards. They're giving out these little business cards that say, Trump gives girls the ick, vote Harris, get laid. J.D. Vance gives girls the ick, vote Harris, Walls, get laid. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's just so much I could say to this. Clearly, these two guys have never done any real physical activity. Clearly, these two soy-overloaded young men that can't even grow a whisker. The good news for them is they'll never have to shave in their life, but they can't even grow a whisker because they're so overloaded with soy. Clearly, they've never done anything physical. They've never done a physical challenge. It's just really an embarrassment. But this is like their 5 minutes of hate. I hate Trump, I hate Project 2025 booth, when of course Project 2025 has been disavowed by Trump on multiple occasions. They do not care. They just lie. But I mean, goodness gracious, is that not pathetic? As we go to break, oh my gosh. No, put the plate thing back on again. Oh, I guess this was this outside a Braves game or something? Oh my gosh. Wow, dude, you threw and broke a plate. They literally cheer it. Oh, yeah, he's like, I don't like dictators. I don't like Trump. Okay. This is what the Democrats are doing to win votes, guys. That's actually, I will give them credit. I'm actually glad that they did this. This is probably the most physical activity they've done in their lives. This is probably the most masculine thing they've done in their lives, even if it is their 5 minute of hate soy propaganda. You know, they finally did something. They had to throw it. They did have to throw it hard enough to break it. How many shoots do you think it took, by the way? There's no way they broke it on the first shot. With twig arms like that, I think it probably took two or three takes. But hey, maybe a little physical activity for these soy boys. Although, you know what? The physical activity for those two might take place when the cameras are off. But that's something they talk about on Caller Daddy.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.